Welcome back, friend. Today, we're closing up our sprint by exploring how to get others to buy into arts integration. Now, this is often a challenge and can make us feel like we're beating our heads against a brick wall. No more. Here's what you're going to learn today: how to address the challenges and resistance to arts integration head on, how to select your dream team for moving this effort forward, why it's always show over tell, how to celebrate with others with sincerity, and why both benefits and features matter. Now, in my little world of arts integration and STEAM, there is this utopia where everyone uses integration without hesitation because they know that the approach is one of the most effective ways to reach and teach the whole child. They don't ever worry about how the time spent on an integrated lesson will affect test scores, nor do they fear that their administrator will reprimand them for encouraging creativity in their classroom. Scheduling is never an issue because integration is valued and collaborative planning is built in as a part of the regular school day. The community and parents are supportive because they see the pure joy that their children receive from learning and know that it will have a positive effect on their future. It's a nice dream, right? But the fact is, there are some true challenges to integration that need to be addressed in order for others in our schools to get on board the integration train. You are already passionate about this approach and you get excited about implementing it in our classrooms and schools, but many other people aren't yet aware of why arts integration should even be at the front of their mind. If there's one thing I've learned in a decade of this work, it's that passion will only get you so far. You need to have a strategy for building the buy-in right up front. Now, the first thing you need to do to create buy-in is to address the challenges head on. Never gloss over someone's question or concern. If it's important to them, it's important to you. So in that spirit, let's take a look at some of the common hurdles for the integrated approach. Number one, how will this affect test scores? This question isn't really about the effect of integration on test scores, since research has shown time and time again that test scores go up when integration is used throughout the instruction. This question is truly asking, what will happen if this approach doesn't work for my students and they score badly on the test? This is a trust question. They do not yet trust that taking the time away from a tried and true method will result in better scores. Provide the data and evidence that they need to see and then help them through the process by encouraging them to try just one lesson. Remember, start small to go fast. Don't go overboard at the very beginning. Number two, I don't know these other standards. No one can know all the standards in every subject area, not even an administrator. This concern is truly rooted in the discomfort of teaching through another content area in which they are not the expert. So encourage teachers to use an area that they enjoy or are comfortable in to start. Always begin with low-risk strategies like visual art thinking routines or dramatic tableaus, so that teachers can feel empowered for success in their own classroom. Number three, why should I assess an area? Well, this is an excellent question because it tells us that there is a misconception between evaluation and assessment. Classroom teachers are worried about the scores in the gradebook, that they are not qualified to make a judgment about whether or not a student's art is high quality. And they should feel nervous because they are not qualified to make that evaluation. They are qualified to be able to assess whether or not students have made progress towards a standard, as long as they are clear from the arts educators as to what that standard should look like. So providing some rubrics and assessment strategies can help lower their understandable anxiety. Number four, how will we find the time to do this? So this is an area of considerable concern, and unfortunately, the answer is not clear-cut. It truly depends on the school and the administrative team. So if integration is something that is valued by the school and administrators, then time can always be carved in. It can be built in at certain times of the year with collaborative integrated planning, and that can be built into staff meetings, or there could be a dedicated integration planning day. Now, if this is not something that administrators are yet willing to invest time and resources into, then teachers will need to find enough value in integration to carve out time for themselves outside of the traditional school day. And this includes before and after school or during the summer. And while that may seem like a hard sell, if they have immediate success with those strategies, you'd be amazed at what they'd be willing to try. Always listen for the core of any question or concern when it comes to creating teacher buy-in. Just like in the first question example, not every question is really about how it has been phrased. You need to truly listen for what the concern is before you can address it. So many times we are quick to want people to jump on board with us that we fill in the blanks for them. Keep asking them questions until you get to the root of the concern or question, and then do your best to explore it with practical and relevant solutions and examples. Don't feel like you need to get everyone on board all at once. The best thing you can do is to get a small team of teachers who are willing to try the integrated approach, and then to engage them in some hands-on PD and some school or classroom visits. Once teachers have a set of tools and have seen it done in other classes, they are much more willing to give it a try themselves. Even if you have a team of 1 to 2 teachers who are willing to try this with you, and each of you only do one lesson that year, that is tremendous progress. As students engage in these lessons, they will get excited and tell their own friends and family about their experiences. And soon, other students and parents will be asking their teachers if they could try an integrated lesson. By then, you'll be ready to share those practical examples and help them to get their feet wet. Be intentional with who you invite onto your team, and then focus on how you can help support their efforts. Now, learning about arts integration takes a lot of forms. Reading books and articles is great, but it's not the same as seeing arts integration in action. Try to get your teachers to see a sample arts integration lesson or school. If you don't have one nearby, find some videos online. Edutopia and the Teaching Channel both have some excellent video examples of classrooms using arts integration. Make sure that you provide time for people to see this work and then envision themselves implementing it in their own classroom. So here are some other examples you can try for showing what arts integration looks like. Showcase a strategy at a staff meeting. Invite students to share a strategy that you used in class. Share a video of a lesson that you did at a school. Bring in a teaching artist. All of these ideas make arts integration real and not just another theory. As you begin to implement arts integration, no matter how big your team, document the work, collect evidence, and then share it at the end of the year celebration. Share it in guest articles or education magazines. Let people know that you're working on this and that it's working for your students. Need some ideas for evidence to collect? Try these. Student interviews, thinking routines and journal entries, post-it statement and inquiries, artistic critiques, videos or transcriptions of the project process, portfolios of assignments and the process, student or teacher blogs, surveys, concept maps, compositions, student peer reviews, and presentations or gallery shows. All of these can be used as documentation to share with others and to remind your own team of all the good work that they're doing. Now, as you move further in your journey, be sure to celebrate your team's success. Remember that people need to feel sincerely valued when trying something new. That doesn't mean one big embarrassing celebration where you have different people stand up for a round of applause. That means consistent and meaningful action to acknowledge each person taking a risk and trying this out with you. Try things like writing small handwritten notes on distinctive paper and then slipping these into their mailbox, or leaving a complimentary morning muffin with a thank you note saying that you've seen how hard that they're working. Nothing expensive, just a thoughtful and intentional note of thanks. Lastly, consider something that salespeople have known for a long time. Benefits are different than features. To have success and get other people to buy in, they need to see both. Benefits are the results you get from taking an action. For example, a benefit of arts integration is that students see an average increase in math and reading scores of 20% or more. Features, on the other hand, are the tangible qualities of the idea. For example, a feature of arts integration is that it provides more hands-on learning and less rote teaching. Both features and benefits are important if you want to get more people to join you in this effort. You need to list both the benefits and features of arts integration and then share them strategically with others. And you've made it. You've finished your very first sprint. Congratulations. As we close out this lesson, be sure to download your workbook and take some time to go over that 30-day jumpstart plan that I have in there for you. Make a list of the benefits and features of arts integration and brainstorm who you want to have on your team as you move this effort forward. Think about how you'll show others what arts integration is and how you want to celebrate their efforts. This plan will help make your arts integration efforts even easier in the future. Now, once all that is done, head on over to your sprint project area. Here, you'll be able to view the instructions for your project, the due date, and how to submit your curriculum maps for feedback. Remember, you need to submit each sprint project and receive an 80% or better in order to receive your final certificate. Wonderful work this sprint. I am so proud of you. Let's keep up this momentum with the sprint project ahead. I look forward to seeing you in sprint number 2.